The 1st of July demo, anger and enthusiasm shows potential mass movement. All who attended the Tories Out demonstration on the 1st of July will have been given a huge boost of confidence that the anger and determination exists to bring down the weak and wobbly Tory government. Many tens of thousands of workers and young people came to express their opposition to the Tories, the DUP and austerity. The Socialist Party made a big impact on the protest. Our flags, gazebos, placards, leaflets and sellers of the socialists couldn't be missed. Figures are still being collated, but certainly Socialist Party members sold hundreds of copies of the Socialist and raised hundreds of pounds that will help to fund more anti-austerity and socialist material. Scores of people gave their details as interested in joining the Socialist Party and five joined on the day. At various points of the day, hundreds of young people joined the vibrant Red Bloc organized by Young Socialists, Generation Socialist. The open mix stage which launched the block at the start of the demo had queues of people wanting to share why they had come along. The now famous "So Jeremy Corbyn" chant echoed around the march throughout. But this was no blind hero worship. People were serious about winning what Corbyn promised in his election manifesto. Socialist Party placards calling for people to organize, strike, resist for Corbyn's program flew out of our hands at tube stations and coach stops as people arrived. So too with our "Capitalism Kills" placards with an evocative picture of the burnt-out Grenfell Tower. A speaking stage on the final stretch of the demo, organized by the National Shop Stewards Network, received a great response as crowds arrived. When Socialist Party member and Barts Health Trust Unite branch secretary Len Hockey said "we are going on strike," there was a roar of support from those passing. While it was a welcome and lively demo, the turnout for it was only a fraction of what could have been achieved had the trade unions turned fully to the task of building for it and organizing coaches. Instead, there were reports of transport being called off even on the morning of the day itself. It was even more impressive, therefore, that a large number of people made their own way on trains from around the country and in droves from across London. As discussed in the Socialists' editorial below, this must be just the beginning. Click here for more photos from the demo.